Parshas Bo. Rashi, in his opening comment on Chumash, quotes from the Medrash that the Medrash on Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should really begin from Parshas Bo, HaChodesh HaZalachem, which was the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. Why do we start from Bereishis? Rashi, the first Rashi on Chumash, quotes a whole explanation from the Medrash. What is a mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZalachem? So the Rambam understands that it has two parts to it. Included in the mitzvah is both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana, to decide whether any given month should have 29 days or 30 days, whether to declare Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day or the 31st day. And number two, whether any given year should have 12 months or 13 months. Is it going to be a Shana Pshuta or Shana Mu'uberis? And the Bahag has a counts as one of the 630 mitzvahs, one of the Ramach mitzvahs essay, the mitzvah of Chishiv Tkufis, because the Gemara comments on the pasuk Kihichach Maschemim Minaschem Leineho Amim. What do the nations of the world find so inspiring about the Jewish wisdom? We know astronomy well, so the Bahag counts that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs to calculate astronomical calculations. So the Rama makes fun of the Bahag. Why he counted that. That was an asmachta. That's not really true. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. He says, no, whereas the Rambam counted both of these as one mitzvah, Kviyas Haluach has two parts, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana. The Bahag is of the opinion that the two separate mitzvahs, HaChodesh HaZalachem means Kiddush HaChodesh, Hichoch Maschem Minaschem, Le'enei Ho'amim, the mitzvah of Chishiv Tkufas, that's the mitzvah of Ibur HaShana. But basically, it's the same as the Rambam, just that the Rambam counted it as one mitzvah and the Baha counts it as two different mitzvahs. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach L'chatchilah should be done by Alpi HaRiya. You should have witnesses come and testify to the Bezdin, a Bezdin of three. You don't need a Bezdin of 23. You don't need a Bezdin of 71. A Bezdin of three. So the witness should come and say that they saw the new moon, and the Bezdin should declare that day as Rosh Chodesh. If it's raining and nobody saw it, if it's cloudy and no one in the whole area saw the moon, so the Bezdin has no choice. So they'll make Kviyas HaLuach al pi HaCheshbon, even though there is no Riyas Eidim. The Gemara says, though, that it's preferable to have al pi HaRiya, Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRiya. So the Gemara said that sometimes we will bribe witnesses to come and give false testimony, will pay the money that they should come and give false testimony that they saw the moon, so they'll be able to make the Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRiya. Aye, but it's a fake. So the Gemara says, that's okay. The Pasuk says three times, and Parsha said more, in the connection with all the Yamim Tovim, Ela Mi'ad Hashem Shetikro Osam Yikroi Kodesh, so it says three times Shetikro Osam. So I think all three times it's spelled Chasavov, Aleph Tov Mem. And our tradition has it that the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, because the Gemara learns Adinim from the fact that a word is sometimes spelled Choser, sometimes spelled Mole. See, because the word is spelled Atem, instead of being spelled Shetikru Osam, Alabov Tov Mem, spelled Atem. So the Tanoim Darshan, Atem Afilu Mutem, Atem Afilu Mezidin, Atem Afilu Shogigim, even if the Bezin knows that it's not true. They hired the witnesses to give Eidu Sheker. They know that it's a fake. Still, the Yotze, the mitzvah, l'chatchil of Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRiya, which is preferable to have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaCheshbon. You're allowed to give false testimony. What happened to Minchas Chinuches? What happened to the Pasuk and Asayas HaDibres? You're not allowed to give false testimony. So the Minchas Chinuches says, you're not allowed to give false testimony. L'sane b'recha, Eid Sheker. I testified that Yochayv Misa, Yochai Malkus, Yochai Mom. Here I testify, I saw the moon. The moon doesn't feel insulted. The moon is not a human being. It doesn't have any feelings. So you're not hurting anybody's feelings. What's the difference? As far as the moon is concerned, it doesn't matter whether Rosh Chodesh is going to be today or tomorrow. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests, that there's no violation of Eidu Sheker here, because Lasana Berecha is only if it's intended against Reacha. This three-member Bezdin. Also, the Rambam writes that preferable is to have a Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRiya, to have witnesses testify, and that the Bezin should calculate to determine whether he should make it a Shonamu Beres or not. They have to decide based on rules and regulations. Whole discussion in the first parak in Sanhedrin, a little bit in Rosh Hashanah, also about what are the criteria that determine that you should make it into a Shana Me'uberes. But the Rambam says there is a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that even when there's no smicha today, nobody in the world has smicha. All the smicha that we have, even from the Torah sent to the world, even from Yeshiva University, smicha is only imitation smicha. It's only it's a takanas or buta anasi that Talmud al Yorim came not to be shus mei rabba. So it's not really smicha ish mipiish at Moshe Rabbeinu. Smicha has to be conferred only in Eretz Yisrael. So nobody has smicha that all the way back till Moshe Rabbeinu that was always conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So today it's a different thing. It's really heter hayra. Talmud al Yore, some Rishonim learn a person shouldn't be a Rebbe to teach in a school. Others learn al Yore shouldn't pass Kanushailam, came not to Meshus, may Rabbi, lest the Rebbe gave permission. The Rebbe has to give permission based on number one, whether the Talmud knows the information. Number two, does he know how to speak well? Because the Gemara tells the story, what motivated Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to make that takana, Talmud al Yore? And came not to Meshus Mei Rabbah. There was a Talmud who spoke a different dialect of Hebrew, and he gave his shir in a community, and the people misunderstood what he said. May bitzoim and may beitzim. They misunderstood because of the difference in pronunciation. In the United States, everybody speaks English. Well, not really. Most of the people here speak Spanish. They don't speak English. But leaving out the Puerto Ricans, and most of the people in America speak English, but a different dialect of English. In England also they speak English, at a very different dialect. So the Rebbe, before he gives Heter Hayra, the imitation smicha, has to see that the student knows how to, he has to give him a course in elocution to make sure that the Talmud knows how to speak well. He knows how to explain himself. If he doesn't speak well, he's not supposed to get smicha. So the question is, how do you have Yomim Tovim today? Shabbos happens by itself. Every seventh day is Shabbos. Shabbos is Kli V'Kaima Misheshes Mei Bereshis. On Shabbos, the Nusach HaBrocha is Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh, and Sheshes Mei Bereshis is Mekadesh all the Shabbos is Lasi Lava. But Yomim Tovim, we don't say that Nusach. We say Mekadesh Yisrael HaHazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael HaRashei Chodoshim, and so on. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh us, and we in turn, the Bezin decides when Rosh Chodesh should be and when Yomim Tovim should be. So we're the ones who make it. So you have to have a Bezin of Shlosha Smuchim. So if you don't have any Smuchim today, how do you have all the Yomim Tovim? I mean, the whole institution of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is only Midirabbanan Bizman Hazeh. There's no Yom Tov, there's no Rosh Chodesh on the level of the Raisa, it can't be. So the Rambam says, that's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. That's Allah HaMoshe Mesina, that Bizman, that there's no smuchim available, the Rosh Chodeshim roll on their own based on the system, and the Shonim Mubaris roll on by themselves. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. The Ramban writes long Hasoge. The Ramban has a running commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. So he's a mitzvah says the Kuf Nun Gimel in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam is the mitzvah of Kviyas Haluach with the two parts, Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana. The Rabban has a lot of points that he disagrees with the Rambam. So one of them is on this. So he says, the Rambam says that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Ramban writes, tongue-in-cheek, I'm a little familiar with Talmud. I never heard of this Halacha Moshe Mesinai. What is it? They kept it a secret from me. How can it be? There is no such Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So according to the Ramban, the Rambam holds that this Halacha Moshe Mesinai happens by itself. Yeah. What is the taka? What's the answer? So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has a little sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah, thin little sefer. I think that was the first sefer that the children put out after Rav Elbala passed away years ago. So on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, he has a lot on Ibar Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says the Gemara talks about Sod HaIbar, some kind of a secret with respect to Ibar Hashanah. I think he quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel in Rosh Hashanah. He quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyim. Sod HaIbar means that they kept it a secret, this Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Taka the Ramban says, what is it? They kept it a secret from me. So Rabbi Avinu says, yeah, they kept it a secret. They didn't reveal it. And the Rambam knew the secret from the Tshuvas HaGoyim. So the Rambam's opinion is that until the days, the Gemara says, till the days of Abai V'Rav, Abai V'Rav lived in Bavel, they didn't have smicha. but their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael during their generation. There was still Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who did have smicha, and it was during the lifetime of Abai Barabbat that the system changed, that they saw it's not going to continue too much longer, the smicha. So they decided that from now on it's going to be Kviyas HaLuach Al-Pi HaChezben. So the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah sounds like it happens by itself. That's a question. Is that what it means? And then the Rambam says, also in the Sefer Mitzvah, since the Mitzvah says in Kuf Nun Gimel, that it's the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Today, during the lifetime of the Rambam, it's the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael today who make Kviyas HaLuach. What Bezdin Eretz Yisrael today? Who were the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael? There was nobody with Smicha. Smicha already disappeared centuries before the days of the Rambam. What Bezdin is he talking about? Rav Soloveitchik published his whole interesting idea on this topic. He thought there's another issue that the Rambam writes that the Ramban disagrees with there. Connected with this, the Rambam writes, both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach, you don't need three members of the Bezdin HaGadol. You need three people who have smicha to constitute a Bezdin, but they have to be authorized by the Bezdin HaGadol. Either they should be members of the Bezdin HaGadol, or they don't have to be members. They have to be authorized by the Bezdin HaGadol to take care of Kviyas HaLuach. The Ramban disagrees, and he says, what are you talking about? In the days of Abai V'Rava, till the days of Abai Barabba, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRiya. There was no Bezdin HaGadol. The Gemara says 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. Bayis Sheni was destroyed in the year 70 in Tisha B'Av. So 40 years before, in the year 30, the Sanhedrin went into Golos, they left the Lishkas HaGozes, and the Gemara sounds like it says that from that time on, there's no longer a din of Bezdin HaGadol, and that's why there's no din in Nefashis anywhere in the world. Because in order to be done din in Nefashis, you have to have a Sanhedrin Ktana, consisting of 23 Musmachim, that's part of the judiciary system that's responsible to the Bezdin HaGadol. So once the Bezdin HaGadol collapses, once they went into Golus 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, so the whole system, the whole judiciary system collapsed. So there's no longer any Bezdin HaGadol. How can the Rambam say that the Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Shana is manch mekatcha malpi haria till the days of Abai Verava when they set up the Luach Kavua? How can he say that it had to be done by the Bezdin HaGadol? It was not Bezdin HaGadol for a long time before, a few centuries before. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe the pshat in the Rambam is that there are two dinim of Bezdin HaGadol. There's one din Bezdin HaGadol and Parshas Bahalos Chesra Lishivimish Asher Yadaita Kehem Zikne Ha'am Vishoytrov, that the Bezdin HaGadol is like the Congress in America that represents Das HaKohol. They are the leaders of the Jewish community. Then there's another din of Bezdin HaGadol and Parsha Shaftim. Ki Yipalim Mimcha Dova La Mishpat Meidam Ledam Meidin Ledin Meidin Ledin Divei Rives Bisharecha Veikamta Ve'alisa Al Amokam. If there's a machlokes in one community, they follow one psak. In the other community, they follow another psak. So that's the way it always was in Europe. The local rabbi was the Talmid Chacham, and he passed him whatever he thought the din was. It wasn't like in recent years, anywhere in the world, that an Orthodox rabbi would take a stand on something. They would right away call up Rabbi Yashiv, and they say, you have no right to take that position. Well, Yashiv said not so. But in Europe, it's not because they didn't have email, because they didn't have telephone. Even if they would have had a telephone, you're not mechayev to call Rabbi Chaim Moizer on every single shayla. Chaim Moizer has his opinion. The other rabbis would say their opinion. The only time you have to go to the Bezdin HaGadol is if it's a disagreement, divrei ribus b'sharecha. There's conflict within the community. There's machlokes within the community. But if there's no machlokes in the community, in one community the rabbi paskens one way, the other community the rabbi paskens another way, that's not a problem. So there it says, whenever there's friction in the community because of the chiluk hadeis, because of the machlokes, there they come to be alisa. You have to go to the Bezdin HaGadol and Lishkas HaGozes. Whatever they say is binding on everybody. So that's not the Bezdin HaGadol, that they are the Supreme Court that has the final say in Piske Halacha. Is that because they represent the Tzibur? Who says the Tzibur has the right to offer their position in Psak Halacha? You have to know how to learn the Paskin. Doesn't matter what the Tzibur says. Bezdin HaGadol are the biggest Talmid Chacham of the generation. It's not supposed to be a political organ. It's supposed to be a group of the biggest Talmid Chacham of the generation. So, so there's one din of Bez Nagadol that they represented Tzibur. There's another din of Bez Nagadol that they're the poskim in halacha. So that Gemara that says that 40 years before the Churban Habayis, the Bez Nagadol went into self-imposed exile. They left the Lishkas Hagazis, and from that time on, there was no longer any din in the Foshas, because the Sanhedrin Tana, consisting of 23 Dayanim, has to be connected with the Sanhedrin Doila. That's when they get to the din of Bez Nagadol paskening Shilas. But the din of Bez Nagadol represents the Tzibur that that existed even till the days of Abai Barav in Eretz Yisrael, apparently. There was a body consisting of 71 people, and they were floating around from one place to the other because of the Xeris. The government was upset. The government didn't want them to do Kiddush HaChodesh, so they would always be hiding. So they kept on going into Golus from one place to the other, to the other. The Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara documents it based on Psukim in Novi, that at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Shekhinah left Esa Golias Golsa HaShekhinah. The Shekhinah left the Kodesh HaKadoshim in stages, one step, another step, another step, 10 steps. Esa Golias. And Mechuban Keneged, the Golas HaShekhinah, the Shekhinah leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the end of the Bayis Rishon period. So at the end of the Bayis Sheni period, the Sanhedrin went into Golus in 10 steps. Esa Golias Golsa Sanhedrin. It went from the Lishkas Hagazis to a location in Yerushalayim, to Chanus. And then it went to Yavne, then to Usho, Shvarim, Tveria, Tzipori, different cities, back and forth. At some time or another, for quite a few years, the Bez Nagadol was probably in every city in Eretz Yisrael, because they kept on running away from the Roman government. They were hiding. So that's the Ramban has that comment in the first parak in Beitza, that in Eretz Yisrael, we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. All the other Yom Tov, you don't have 2 days Yom Tov except for Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban says, why? Because every location in Eretz Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, the people in the next city won't know. Even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the people in the next city won't know whether today's Rosh Hashanah or tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So on Pesach, in Shavuos and Sukkos, all the people are within a day or two distance. How big is the whole Eretz Yisrael? Within a day or two, you can reach all the places in Eretz Yisrael, tell all the people. But on Rosh Hashanah, the people who live Chutz L'Tchum will not know when Rosh Hashanah was Nikva. So at some time or another, every city, every location in Eretz Yisrael was Chutz L'Beis Avad, was not within Toch HaTchum. But at some time or another in that history, every place was Toch HaTchum. So that's the Shaila, the Balamor, and the Ramban. The Balamor claims that historically, until the Talmid HaRif came to Eretz Yisrael, so they only observed 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, just like Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. They don't observe Yom Tov Shenu Shel Golias. So the Balamor says that historically, they only observed 1 day. Yom Tov is Talmid HaRif who changed it. And he thinks that it's wrong, that you should only observe 1 day Yom Tov. So the Ramban explains that the Rif and the Balamor, they both think the same way. The Bez Nagadol at some time or another floated around in every city in Eretz Yisrael. So every location in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And every location at some time or another was Toch HaTchum of the Beis Avad. So you only have 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So when during the lifetime of Abai Verabu, when the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael established the Luach Kavua, and the Shaila was, should we still in Chutzlo, should we still observe Yom Tov Shenu Shel Golias? So they paskin Shalchem Itam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, Yizor b'minigah v'seichem yedechem, whoever used to observe 2 days Yom Tov should continue even after Kviyas HaLuach, even though now that we have a Luach Kavua, there's no Sveika Diyema anymore. So that's a question. Every place in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another did observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah because the Beis Avad was far away. But every place in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another was Toch HaTchum of the Beis Avad. So how does this psak apply? Yizor d'minig aviseichem yedechem. So that's the machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban. So the Balamor holds if it's at some time or another, they only had 1 day on Tov, so now they're not mechuyev to observe. And the Ramban holds for just the reverse, explaining that if at some time or another they had to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah in the past, So then they should, even though Ruba de Ruba, they only observe one day Rosh Hashanah, but they should continue to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah now. So getting back again, so the Meforshim on the bottom of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah says, Kufnun Gimel, when the Ramban asks this kasha, how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh needs Bez Nagodol? Ramban says it makes sense, Kozman, that there is Bez Nagodol. This is a psak that's in the call of Klal Yisrael. When is Rosh Chodesh and when should Pesach be? It's not right that three rabbis, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, get together. They decide today's going to be Rosh Chodesh and Shain. It's relevant to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's not right that the three rabbis gather together and they give a psak. The Acheretz dictates the psak should be given by the Bez Nagodol. But the Bez Nagodol is not really Me'akev. And after the Bez Nagodol disappeared, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, any three rabbis would declare when Rosh Chodesh should be, would declare Shana Mu'uberes. And the Rambam thinks not so. The Rambam thinks that the Din of Bez Nagodol for the purpose of Din in the Nefashos, the Koach HaPsak of the Bez Nagodol, that has to be linked. It's one big system, judiciary system, has to be linked with the Bez Nagodol Shebelishkas HaGozes. But the Bez Nagodol Asher Yedaita came Zik Neham Meshoitra, representing Klal Yisrael. So that you have even after the Golus HaSanhedrin, even after the last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, that Din of Bez Nagodol they probably still had. So the Rambam writes that today, when we declare Rosh Chodesh, it's not based on our decision what Rosh Chodesh is, and he doesn't say that it happens by itself either. First he writes that it's Kiddush HaChodesh HaPeh Cheshman, you get the impression as if it happens by itself, it becomes Rosh Chodesh by itself, nobody makes it Rosh Chodesh. So that's a question. So why do we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim? And also according to the Rambam that you need Bez Nagodol. So why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael the Hazmanim? You say Mekadesh Bez Nagodol the Hazmanim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Bez Nagodol over here doesn't do B'toras Bez. They do B'toras representing Klal Yisrael. The Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, Kviyas Haluch should really be done by Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam continues to say, that today the Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Shana is accomplished by the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and even if millions of Jews live in Chutz Lord, or you have a small group of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, this small group living in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Klal Yisrael. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lord are called Yechidim. That's a Loshana Gemara, the end of the first Perek in Tainus. The Gemara says, what about the big city? What's the name of the city where Yoina was supposed to go? Forgot.
Nineveh.
So Gemara says, Ir Gedoyla ken Nineveh. There are tens of thousands of Jews living in the city Nineveh. Do they have the status of Klal Yisrael? Gemara says, no. Everybody in Chutz Lortz is considered ki Yechidim. The Klal Yisrael only consists of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And even though there's hardly anybody there, the Chasam Sefer, when he quotes this Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaKufnan Gimel, he says, if you only have 10 Jews, 10 Balabatim, living in Eretz Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael. 10 Balabatim, that's Klal Yisrael. And all the millions of Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are ki Yechidim Domum. Is this relevant anywhere else? So the Rambam, so the Avni Nezer is a collection of tshuvas by Sochet Shover Rebbe. So an Orach Chaim has two volumes. So the first two tshuvas and the second volume, it goes in the order of the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim. So the first two tshuvas are in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So he puts together this Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Sesek Kuf Nun Gimel, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute Klal Yisrael, the Jews in Chutz Lortz are Ki Yechidim, puts it together with the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bechoros, on Daf Chof Tes, where the Rambam there talks about Smicha. He really should have written it in Sanhedrin in Pirush HaMishnayos, but he wrote it there. There's a Mishnah in Bechoros that also talks. Abtarfen made a mistake in Psak Halach, and he paskened that a certain animal was a trefa. They took out the rechem. He thought that it makes the animal a trefa. And then he realized that it's not true. It doesn't make it a trefa. So because hechilu leklovim, because he paskened that it's a trefa, so they fed it to the dogs. And after it was already eaten up, then they told him it's a mistake, that it's not a trefa. So the adayin who paskens incorrectly, and because of his error, is mechuyav to pay. The Gemara says, Medina de Garmi. So Rav Tarfon said, Holcha chamorcha Tarfon. Now they're going to take my donkey. I'm going to have to pay for the hepsid. because hachilu leklovim. So then they talk up tarfon, you're potter because you have smicha. Whoever has smicha from the nasiya, rishus from the reish galusa, tol lo yisham, doesn't have to pay. In order to encourage, as the Ramban explains in the Torah Sa'adam, in order to encourage the strong Talmid Chachamim to remain in Psak Halacha, Talmid Chachamim know how to learn, they'll decide to put out the Kisveyat. They won't want to do Din Torah, because you do a Din Torah, you make a mistake, they'll hold you responsible. So they'd rather give Shir in the Yeshiva, even if you make a mistake. So who's going to sue me? So I made a mistake. So I'll say tomorrow, I made a mistake yesterday. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to go wrong. So in order to encourage the strong Talmid Chachamim to remain in the area of Psak Halacha, to do Din Torah and to pass Kenisa V'Heter, so they gave special Rishus, that Tol Lo Yishalmu. So the Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayos HaMechoras on the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first paragraph. The smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Gemara doesn't have any mocker. The Gemara doesn't have any pasuk. How do you know smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam explains, because there's a Gemara in the beginning of Hirius, that with respect to Par HaLamdova Shel Tzibur, if 51% of the Tzibur violated Anisa Koris B'Shoigig because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol, then the Bez Nagodol is obligated to bring a Par HaLamdova Shel Tzibur. If 49% of the Tzibur violated the Isser, the Avera, Sheesh B'Koris B'Shoigig, so we would require each and every individual person to bring a Chatos. But if the Rav HaTzibur violated an Issachar is based on the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol, then you don't require each and every individual person to bring a chal. Bez Nagodol brings Par HaLamdov Shel Tzibur. So Gemara says, when you calculate whether Rav HaTzibur was it 49% or 51% of the Tzibur, B'hoiroa Halocha HaRav Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, when it goes to a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol, this din of Par HaLamdov Shel Tzibur, it only depends on those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So and the Gemara says, how do you know? Because there's a pasuk in Malachim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, thousands and thousands of people, tens and thousands of people came to Yerushalayim to celebrate. And the pasuk says, Kohol Gadol, Melevach HaMos, Ad Nacha Mitzrayim, for the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Kohol. And here the pasuk by Par HaLamdov Shel Tzibur says, V'nei Lamdov Me'eni HaKohol. So the Kohol, the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael, only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rama has three dinim, which depend on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Horius, Par HaLamdov Shel Tzibur, depends on the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because when the Rebbe gives smicha to his Talmud, it's not a private deal. The Rebbe is giving smicha. The Rebbe has another two. We have to have three people to confer smicha. The Rebbe gives smicha as representing all of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rambam has an original Chiddush. If nobody, the Rambam says Yeroyali in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he has it in Pirush HaMishnayos, he has it in three different places. So the Rambam says Yeroyali, he thinks that if nobody has any smicha, he can do Chiddush HaSmicha. Let all the Talmid HaChachamim and Eretz Yisrael gather together, and they can confer smicha yesh me'ayim. If you have ish mipi ish ha-Moshe Rabbeinu, then you don't need all of the Rabbanim to gather together. Whoever has smicha, he takes another two balabatim with him, and he confers smicha to this student of his representing Klal Yisrael. But if there's nobody has smicha, and it's not Ish Mipish or Moshe Rabbeinu, then you need all of Klal Yisrael to gather together to confer the smicha. So the smicha really is coming from Klal Yisrael. So that's why it has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rama has it by Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar HaShana, has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a pasuk, but the Gemara doesn't explain what the pasuk is supposed to represent. So the Rama in the Sefer HaMitzvah says the pasuk means that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute Klal Yisrael, and the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana is done by Klal Yisrael. It's not done by Klal Yisrael, it's done by Sanhedrin. No, the Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. There are two dinim in Sanhedrin. There's one din, Asher Yadayti came Ziknei Hom V'Shoytrov in Parshas Bahaloischa, Esfili Shivimish, and the other din in Parshas Shoiftim, that the Bez Nagodol to the Supreme Court about Paskin and Shalat. That's not, that has nothing to do with representing the Tzibur. The Rambam has a striking lashon there in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Esek Kuf Nun Gimel. He says if one could visualize Chas V'Shalom, that's what it says in the Hebrew translation. I guess it says it in the Arabic also. I don't know Arabic. So the Rambam writes, if one can visualize Chas V'Shalom, that there was a Holocaust and there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at all, but there are millions of Jews surviving all over the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise. He promised that Klal Yisrael will never disappear. And if you have millions of Jews living all over the world, but there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. So that's what Avnei Nezer puts together, all of these three dinim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's another place in the Rambam. The Rambam has the din of Egla Rufa. The din of Egla Rufa, if you find the person was murdered, lo noda mihiko. So it says, Ba'adama, Asher Hashem Akech Nosen Lucha L'Rishta, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So what determines what's Eretz Yisrael? So the Kedusha Rishayna in the days of Yishuv Benun was much bigger an area than the Kedusha Shniyah. In the days of Ezra Nehemiah, the Gemara says in the first, in the beginning of Chulin, another place, in Yibamas, other places, Harbe Kerachim Kovsha Ali Mitzarim La Kovsha Ali Bavo. There were many areas that had a Kedusha Rishayna in the days of Yishuv Benun, but they were never endowed with the Kedusha Shniyah in the days of Ezra Nehemiah. The Gemara says they made a political decision not to endow all the areas with Kedusha Saretz, because Shemitah was a problem. That's why they were sent into Golos. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, because they didn't observe the Shemitah and the Yovel. So the Chacham didn't want it to happen again. So they left out sections in Eretz Yisrael not to have a Kedusha Saretz. So the only locations where Yechayv and Mitzvah Sakliyas Baretz are the areas that have Kedusha Shniyah. Not the areas that once had Kedusha Rishayna. The Rambam writes with respect to Smicha and respect to Egla Rufa that it depends on Kedusha Rishayna. Whatever location had a Kedusha Rishayna, even though it never had a Kedusha Shniya, it's considered Eretz Yisrael for these purposes. So it's a question why. So the Mefarshim on the side pointed out. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam raises the issue. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam, Hilchas Sanhedrin, when the Rambam talks about Smicha. The Rambam understood the Gemara like that. The first parak of Sanhedrin. So the Rambam learned that's what it means in the Gemara, that even if it's Eretz Yisrael that only had Kedusha Rishonim but didn't have Kedusha Shniyah, so it doesn't have Kedusha Saaretz, but it still has Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the din that Eretz Yisrael is Mitzaref, Klal Yisrael, only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered members of the Klal Yisrael, the Kohol, that doesn't depend on Kedusha Shniyah. That's Kedusha Saaretz. Kedusha Saaretz is for Trumas HaMaisu Shemitah V'Yovel Leket Shikhrapeya. But for this din, that Eretz Yisrael is the Mitzaref of Klal Yisrael, whatever once had Kedusha Rishonim. So these are the four dinim. These are the four dinim. The three dinim that Rambam puts together, the Smicha can only be in Eretz Yisrael, and Kiddush HaChodesh Yibarashona, and Par HaLandov Shal Tzibur, when you're calculating whether you have 51% of the Tzibur, Halocha Acharav Yoshe Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam writes, by Yegla Rufa, it depends on Kedusha Rishonim. So all the four dinim only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not so much because Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Saaretz, but rather because Eretz Yisrael is a mitzaref of Klal Yisrael, and these mitzvahs have to do with the tzibur, have to do with Klal Yisrael. The Pashto says that this is the one and only din in the Torah that even if the Beis Din made a mistake, but they declared it Rosh Chodesh, we learned that from the word Ashetikru Osam. The Pasuk has it three times, Zelem Yad Hashem Ashetikru Osam, and the Tanoim had that drasha, Atikru Osam Ela Atem, because it's Chasavav in the Chumash, Atem Afilu Mutem, even if they made a mistake. The Minchas Chinuch has a discussion of this in this week's Sedra on the Pasuk of HaChodesh Azalachem. He quotes the Tzlach. Tzlach is the Sefer authored by the Nadi Yehuda. I'm Brachas and I'm Sochem, very good. So in the end of Brachas, the very end of Brachas, the Gemara says, you can only do Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana if you are the outstanding God Lador like Rabbi Akiva, that was Lohniach Kemoisa Beretz. He's a bigger Talmud Chacham than all the people in Eretz Yisrael. Then he can do Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana even in Chutz Lord. Why? What kind of a din is that? He's a God Lador. If he's an undisputed God Lador, he represents all the people in the generation. If it would really be a din that depends on Kedusha Saaretz, what does it help that he's Lo Yiniach Kemoisa Beretz Yisrael, he's the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world? Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's because the Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael, the second din of Sanhedrin, like the Congress in America represents the Da'as HaKohol. Rav Soloveitchik had about that also, about Kibush Rabim, the Rambam, we paskin that Surya never had Kibush Rabim, only had Kibush Yochid, and therefore never had a Kedusha Deraisa. So the Rambam in two different places gives a different criterion, what's called kibush rabim. One place he writes, you need authorization of the Bez Nagodol on doing the kibush. One place he writes that the kibush is done midas rob Yisrael. So why doesn't he put the both conditions together? Well, one place, in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, he gives the one condition. Then in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he gives the other condition. So Soloveitchik thought that not two, there's one and the same. The kibush rabim is that the Sanhedrin authorized it, so the Sanhedrin represents the Das HaKohol. That's this second din of Sanhedrin. So the Pashta says that this is the only din, and the Tzlach there at the end of Brachas is of the opinion, he interprets the Gemara like that, he's of the opinion that Atem Afilu Mutim, the Psaka is binding even in Era, only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Ibra HaShana. And the Menchas Chinuch, he asks against him, he says, you looked in Rashi on Chumash, on Pashas Emor, so Rashi is quoting from the Tanoim, from the Toras Kohanim, that it says there three times. So and all three times, I think it's missing the vav. So Rashi says on two of them, why lamaila the first pasuk atem afilu mutim goes on kiddush hachodesh, the kan and the second time that is repeated goes on ibra hashanah. So Rashi is quoting from the Tanoim beferish that it applies even to ibra hashanah. So the Menchas Chinuch says akasha against the tzlach. How can he say the end of brachas that the din of Atem Afilu Mutim only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. So one might possibly say that Stam Sifra Reb Yehuda. Maybe that's only Reb Yehuda's opinion is like that, but the Tanoim disagrees, so the Menchas Chinuch thinks that it's not correct. So Rav Soloveitchik had a whole yeshiva on that kasha. What's problematic is the Ramban on the Chumash, on the Pasuk and Chumash. Kipalimim Chadova La Mishpat, that's in Parsha Shof, the main dam, the dam, main din, the din, the negle, the negle, dibi arius, bisharech, it's causing friction in the community. The Kamtovi Alisa La Mokham, you have to go to the Bez Nagodol in Yerushalayim, and whatever they pass in, Chola Sheyor Eschama Kohanim, the Sosim El Kaldova Shey Locha Yom in Ismo. You're not allowed to deviate from the Psak that the Bez Nagodol gives, and if any Tamachachim paskins against the Bez Nagodol, so then that's a din of a Zokim Amre. So the Rashi on that Chumash, on that Pasuk quotes from the Sifrei, what does it mean, Yomin is small? Afilah imin shu small, va small shu imin. Even if the Bez Nagodol made a mistake in Psak, you have to follow their Psak. So how can it be? If they made a mistake, the Psak is not binding. That's the opening Mishnah in Horius. It says, if the Bez Nagodol unanimously gave a Psak, and someone knows that it's an error, you're not allowed to follow the Psak of the Bez Nagodol. So how can, what is the Machlokes HaTanoim? So the first one who asked this kasha is the Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvos asks it. And if you look in the Malamed Lehoyel, I think at the end, all the three Chalokim are in one volume now. So at the end of the third Chalik, has several essays that are not really tshuvas, halacha lemaisa. So one of the essays is on this kasha. So the first source that he quotes who asked the kasha is the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. How can you say lo sasa yamin esmol? It's against the opening Mishnah and Horius. So the Malam Lohel thinks his suggestion is maybe it's a machlokes HaTanoim. But until he gets to his suggestion, he quotes the Ramban gives an answer and others give answers on that. So the Ramban HaChumash writes something very strange. Ramban says, L'sas ha'yamin is small, afil ha'yamin shu small, as it says in the Mishnah, atem afilu mutim, that the psaka, the business binding, even if they made a mistake. The psaka's binding is only in one or two cases. It's only by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. And according to the Tzlach, it's only by Kiddush HaChodesh, not even by Ibra HaShanah. And we don't accept that Tzlach. We assume, like the Rashi and Chumash, like the Minchas Chinuch, it applies equally to Kiddush HaChodesh. Ibra HaShanah doesn't apply to any other mitzvah in the Torah. So what did the Ramban write? The Psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding even in Era, as it says in the Mishnah. That's only one mitzvah. The other 612 mitzvahs, there is no such din that a Psak is binding in Era. That's a problematic Ramban. Yomin is small. What does it mean, Yomin is small? That's Taka problem. What does it mean? The Psak is binding even in error. Sounds like it doesn't go on Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShanah. So Rabbanan Basman has a Kuntres, Dibrei Seferim. He has a suggestion. There's a whole sugya in Yevamos and Daf goes on and on and on. Daf Peites and Daf Tzadik goes on for more than two blood Gemarim. We know that Yeshkech Biar Chachamim Lakadav Menatar B'Shei Ve'Altasa. The Chachamim made a gzeira that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. How do the Chachamim know that they had that authority to be oikadov min haTorah? We know they have authority to be machmir, min haTorah. If a person is a righty, he's permitted to write on Shabbos with his left hand, because that's kalach hayad. It's going to come out sloppy. We know min haTorah you're allowed to carry in a karmelis, only not allowed to carry in a mishus harav. So in the Rabbanah they ask, min haTorah you're allowed, you're permitted to eat chicken that's cooked in milk. We paskan, it's only mid Rabbanah. There are a million and one gzeris the Rabbanah. All the Gzeres the Rabbanon, how did they know they had authority to make a Gzeres the Rabbanon? So Gemara Yivam is Daf Chaf Aleph Mon Aleph says it's based on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Zachari Mois that says, Ushmatem is Mishmarti, Lililti Asos Michokos Atoyevos Ashenasu Lefnechem, and so on. So the Gemara said, that's what it means. Ushmatem is Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeris Lemishmarti. That's the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had Heimam Shlosh Dvarim. They had three models. So one of them was Aseis Yog LaTorah. Aseis Yog LaTorah is based on this pasuk, the concluding pasuk in Parshas Zachar Moshe. Shmatem is Mishmati. Fine. So they have a right to make Gzeira de Rabbanah to be Machmer. How do they have a right to be Mekel? Oikadom and HaTorah. They tell you, we don't permit you to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You have a right to make Chumers, but here they made a Kula. So how did they know they had a right to do that? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kuntres Divrei Sefer suggests maybe that's how they understood this pasuk Yamin is small. Afilo Yamin Shu is small. Not that the Bezin made a mistake. The Bezin tells you the Torah says you should blow shofar today. But the power vested in us as the Sanhedrin, we tell you don't follow what it says in Chumash. Yeshkach Laka. We want to make a gzera de Rabbanon. So we recommend no one should blow shofar today. You're looking for trouble. Someone's going to forget and be Machal Shabbos. So Rabbi Chana thinks that that's perhaps what it means, Yamin is small. Not that the Bezin made a mistake, but the Bezin says the Yamin is this, and we tell you to go small. Even on the Chumash, it says you should blow Shofar. We tell you not to. There are quite a few cases. The Gemara has a whole list of cases. Yeah, we have every Yontem Sheni Shel Golias. We don't wear tefillin. We usually assume that one is obligated to wear tefillin once a day, every day, for a short period of time. Second day, Yom Tov, Sheni Shel Golias, we don't wear tefillin. So that's based on this idea. How come the Gemara doesn't say it? The Gemara lists off a whole list of instances. But Yeshkach Yachachamim, there in Yimam, is that Tzadikam and base. Gemara has a whole list of cases, but Yeshkach Lachar. How come the Gemara doesn't mention this? So that's what the Ksav Sefer has a tshuva about that. He says he always wondered till he found there's a tshuva Sarashbo. Tshuva Sarashbo says, Eshkach Lakar, so they were oikah that you don't wear tefillin. So that's a question. But there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Bizman Hazeh is a takana de Rabbanon or a minik. What do you mean? We have a minik that we don't like tefillin. That's minik America, that they don't do mitzvahs. They don't keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpah. You can't have a minig to not to like tefillin. So it must be that the minig means something more than a plain old minig. The Rambam writes, or Rav Zalman Soloveitchik has in his Sefer, Rav Soloveitchik used to point it out also, the Rambam said there's a din of loisosur on dinim de Rabbanan and on minhagim as well. So it's not minhagim that the tzibur started. It's a minig that started by the Bezdin. If the Bezdin initiated the minig, then it's like a takana de Rabbanan. If it's only a minig that the tzibah started, how did the tzibah have a right to introduce a minig to not to lake tefillin? So it must be that it's a minig introduced by the Bezdin. So it's also a takana de rabban. Has to be a takana de rabban. This mitzvah of kriyas haluach was given to the Jewish people right before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Achodesh hazeh lochem. Some of the mefarshim on Chumash, I think maybe the Sfarno, some others give an explanation. Psychologically, whenever under the communists, we know that the people didn't work so hard. If you have a capitalistic country and you know that if you're going to work hard, you're going to get rich and you'll be able to buy automobiles and beautiful homes and so on and fly around and enjoy life. So then that's a motivation to work harder. Under the communists, the work was they would always get drunk over the weekends and everything would be very slow. That's a slave mentality. Whatever the slave doesn't own the time. So whatever he's going to do is not going to belong to him. So there's nothing encouraging. There's nothing to motivate him that he should work harder. That's what my cousin used to teach economics in the yeshiva, Aaron Levine. So he published, I think, in one of his books on the capitalistic system, that when Yosef made the taxes, when he levied the taxes in Mitzrayim, so he says they gave an asan chamishis leparo. Paro only took 20% tax. Why? He could have taken 90% tax. He said if he would have taken 90% tax, the people would not be encouraged. The people would not be motivated to work hard. If you only take 20% of the taxes, 20% and 80% the people keep, then they're going to be motivated to work harder. They'll give you 20%, all right, but they'll keep the 80% for themselves. But if the taxes are too hard, so then the slave mentality is, why should I work hard? I'm not gonna get it. So that's what the Mefarsh Machumish, I think the Sfarnas Amad, maybe the Kliyoka, they say, HaKadosh Hazel Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving time is in our hands. That's only when people are free. Kozman, there were slaves in Egypt, so the time didn't mean anything. It wasn't valuable at all. It wasn't precious. Now that they're going to be freed, so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have the koach to be Mekadosh Zman. We have a meaning, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we announce, we bench Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Reuven Margolius has in one of his essays, he thinks that it has a source in the Yerushalmi, that they used to bench Rosh Chodesh. They would announce when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, the Shabbos before. Everybody came to shul on Shabbos. Not everybody came to shul on the weekdays, like in America. The shuls were more crowded on Shabbos and Yontif, yeah. So when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we announce when the Molad is going to be. Then we say, Mishos and Isin, Nabasenev Golos, and Meavdus Lecherus, Uyugalosana Bikarov. Why do we offer a tefillah for Geula in connection with Rosh Chodesh benching? We always ask for Geula, Nishman Esrei, Goel Yisrael. We always say Goel Yisrael. Reinovi Anena, we say Goel Yisrael, Ben Goel Reife. Why in connection with Kviyas Haluach? So the answer is because the luach was given, the mitzvah of luach was given to Bnei Yisrael right before Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why we say Mishasin Yisam Labasen of Goel Oysam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Goel Os Mitzrayim, and at that time he gave us the mitzvah Kviyas Haluach. So now we're fulfilling that mitzvah by announcing, by declaring when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us the Geula now as well. We mentioned before the Rambam's opinion is that how do you have Yomim Tovim today? It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the simple reading of the Rambam, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that happens by itself. Rosh Chodesh happens by itself. But then the Rambam contradicts himself. He says the Bezin Shem Eretz Yisrael does it. The Rambam says, what Bezin Eretz Yisrael? No, Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael. A couple of Jewish farmers, a handful of Jewish farmers. So that's what the Chassam Sefer said. Yeah, the 10 Jewish farmers, that's the Klal Yisrael. And whenever there's no Bezdan HaGadol to represent Klal Yisrael, then the mitzvah goes back to Bnei Yisrael. So the Jews, the 10 Jewish farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael, by their observing Rosh Chodesh, by their saying, if they had a minik to say halal, then the Gemara would appear that Eretz Yisrael never had that minik. When Rav Ikla LeBavel, Rav came to Bavel, he was an adult already, he had smicha, and he never heard of such a thing as saying chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. So it was a minik in Bavel. So whatever they did on Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, they would say Yalav Yavad, they would daven Musaf, okay, they would have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, whatever they would do to make it into Rosh Chodesh, so that was Kaveya it as Rosh Chodesh. When the Jews are Noyig Rosh Chodesh on a particular day based on the system, so then not that it becomes Rosh Chodesh by itself, the Nihug makes it into Rosh Chodesh. That's the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Ramban doesn't agree with that. That's where he writes, I'm slightly familiar with Talmud, I never heard from this secret, what they kept it a secret from me. He doesn't think there is such a halacha Moshe Messina. I never heard of it. So according to the Ramban, how do we have Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim today? All the Rosh Chodeshim and Tovim are only Midrabban and only Shabbos is the Raisa. Doesn't appear to be the accepted opinion that Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim are only Midrabban. So the Ramban explains, L'chatchila, there's a din, you're not allowed to, let's say, today is... Today is Friday. So the Bezdin will declare that in another 2.5 weeks, another 3.5 weeks, it should be Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now it's Chodesh Shvat. They declare it should be Rosh Chodesh Adar. They declare it in advance. So the Gemara says it's not Chal. You have to declare on that day. If you make up in advance, it's not Chal. So the Ramban says it's not Chal, that's only Midrabbanan. In Adar, it is Chal. And when you declare Shana Mu'beres, you have to be in the middle of the year. You have to say Shana Zu Mu'beres. You can't say in another 3 years it'd be a Shana Mu'beres. No, you have to declare that year. Rabban thinks in the Sefer HaMitzvah, that's only Midrabbanan. So here, Hillel HaSheni, who was a counterpart, he lived during the lifetime of Abai V'Rabba. Abai V'Rabba lived in Bavel. Hillel HaSheni lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Hillel HaSheni,
why don't you just want to stay on this level?
I want to go upstairs.
So Hillel HaSheni was the one who was Mekadosh Olah Chadosh Me'aber Olah Shanim in advance. Because since it's a Shas HaTchakna, we don't have any smuchim at all. So we revert back to the Din Deraisa, that the Klal Yisrael have the ability to be Mekadosh even in advance. So until Adbias HaGol, until Mashiach will come, and we'll have renewed the smicha somehow, we'll be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Hariyah. So then we rely on the kviyas that Hillel HaSheni made. He was already Mekadosh all these Rosh HaChodeshim, and in advance he was Ma'aber all of the Shonim. That's how the Ramban holds, that the system today is exactly the same as it always was, except that we're reverting back to the Din Deraisa, that Bezin does have the right. They do have the ability to be Mekadosh HaChodeshim in advance and Ma'aber the Shonim in advance. They don't have to wait till that day itself. Today, said we have the Dinim. Not only the dinim of Kviyas Haluach, Hacheres Alechem, you have the dinim of Korban Pesach, many, many of the dinim of Korban Pesach, and you have the din of the Bizas Mitzrayim. All the people had a knock on the next door neighbor's doors on Erev Pesach and ask for matanis. Shoal Isha Mishchenta Migores basically, Chesed Echlezov Usmolos. So the Kedushas Levi is a Sefer Chumash by Blev Yitzchak by Dichever. He was a Mechutin of the Balatanya, their children were married together. So the Kedushas Levi has very often very beautiful comments on Chumash. A lot of times he has Chassidus in Kabbalah, so if you're not into it, you don't understand at all what he's talking about. But a lot of times he just has beautiful Biurim. So he points out there's the Shinoi Loshen. It says, in connection with Bizas Mitzrayim, it says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kidvar Moshe. In connection with Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. How come here it says Kidvar Moshe, here it says Kasha Tziva? So he says, because the word mitzvah is a technical term that only applies when the tzivui is binding l'doros. So Korban Pesach is a din l'doros. Pesach Mitzrayim had a lot of unique dinim that were l'hayru ashor. The Mishnah and Tzadik Vav and Aleph and Psochim lists off some of them, and the Tosefta Perek Ches lists off many more than what appears in the Mishnah. But the Korban Pesach, in principle, is a mitzvah that exists l'doros. So that's why he says, B'nei Yisrael Asu, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that was a mitzvah. That's why Rashi writes in the opening Pasuk in Parshas Tzave, Loshen Tzave, Loshen Ziras, Miyadu l'doros. The term mitzvah only applies if it's an obligation that's binding throughout all the future generations. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah has like that also. The first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has the 14 Shoroshim, the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan HaMitzvahs or not. So this, I think the first klal is you only include mitzvahs deraisa. The second klal, you only include mitzvahs at the Torah Shebechsav, not Rosh's Torah Shebalpeh. Whatever is Mefurish Bekroh, then I think the third klal is you only include mitzvahs that are noyeg l'doros. But something was a hayra shah, like not to leave over the mon, was a sir man ad boiter. That was a hayra shah only in the days of the midbar, to knock on the necks of neighbors' doors on Erev Pesach and to ask for matanis. That was a hayra shah once in the history of the world. So that's not considered a mitzvah. Mitzvah is only if it's binding l'doros. So that's why, that's what the Kedusha Slevi said, that's why the Pesach says, B'nai Yisrael Asu Kidvar Moshe. It doesn't say Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That wasn't a mitzvah. That was a Hayru Asho. That's what Rav Soloveitchik answered the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Years ago, different terutzim were given, and now the standard accepted answers, but Rav Soloveitchik said in the 1940s, that the Menchas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha. Ha'ivar divrei Navi is chai misa b'dei shamayim. So if a person wakes up late and he misses man kriya shema, anybody who talks Lashon Hara should be chai misa b'dei shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, and he told us you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. So ha'ivar divrei Navi is chai misa b'dei shamayim. So what does the Gemara have such a short list in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet? The Gemara quotes a whole Tosefta. I think that the Tosefta increases. Opening Mishnah increases list of the Lamed Vav, the 36 instances in the Chumash where you have Kares, and on 33 out of the 36, Yechai V'Chatas B'Shegig. Three out of them, Yirat Chai, Pesach, Amili, Yirat Chai, and Megadev, Zein, Bomaisa, Yirat Chai, Bechatas, and on 33 out of the 36, Yirat Chai, Bechatas. So the Mishnah never lists off which are the Averis, which there's Misa, B'dei Shamayim. So that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet, quotes a Tosefta, I think it's increases, Elu Sheb Misa, the following Averis. A short list of Averis, there's less than 10. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, how can it be less than 10? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nabi, anything Moshe Rabbeinu said. You have to recite Kriya Shema Bizmanoi. So whoever is oversleeps and he doesn't say Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, it's Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Ragat Shavah gave it there. It's all about the Novi. It's only if you heard it directly from the Novi. Those who heard, those who lived in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, they would talk Lashon Hara, they would talk B'chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. But we didn't hear it directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says based on a comment that Sifrei has on Zokah Mamre. That the din lechiv misa of Zokah Mamre is only if the Zokah Mamre heard the psak directly from the Bez Nagoro. See, he makes a hashvoy. He says, just like the din of Zokah Mamre only applies if you heard it directly, so the din of Hoibar Divinov, he also only applies if you heard it directly. Or there's give other answers on the kasha. So in the 40s, Rav Soloveitchik suggested this answer, and now that's the standard answer, I think. Hoibar Divinov means not that a Navi is the one who said it. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Oibad Divi Navi means, was it B'toris HaRosh Shor or B'toris HaDin L'Doiros? Any other Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu only says HaRosh Shor. A lot of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu said were HaRosh Shor. To knock on the next door neighbor's doors, to ask for matonis. That was HaRosh Shor. Not to leave over the month to the next morning, that was HaRosh Shor. But whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said is a Din that's binding L'Doiros. That's not B'toris Divrei Navi, that's B'toris Torah. So the Dinim and the Torah, we have a whole system. When you chayv Misa, when you chayv Koris, when you chayv Malkus, what the onus is, when you chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So you don't say every single Din is Oibar Divrei Navi. Oibar Divrei Navi means if the Chiv is B'toris Nevuah, only Hoi Ruah Shor. That's one of the differences that the Tosefta lists off between Pesach Mitzah and Pesach Doris. Pesach Doris, it says in Chumash, whoever doesn't, on purpose, he doesn't bother to participate in Korban Pesach, is Chayv Kores. That's the opening Mishnah in Krisus, that Pesach and Mila are the two mitzvahs essay, for which if you violate, if the child doesn't do the Bris Mila, or the person doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, then he's Chayv Kores for that. But Pesach Mitzrayim, the Tosefta says there was no Kores. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Hayruah Shor, a lot of it was Hayruah Shor. There was no Mizbeach. They weren't Zerk the Dam on the Mizbeach. There was no Beis HaMikdosh. There was Zerk the Dam on Shkei HaMezuzos V'al HaMashkaf. And the Gemara has a discussion with their Makta de Emurim, were they not Makta de Emurim. Everything is unclear. There was a lot of Hayru HaShor there. So the Tosefta says there was no Koris. By Pesach Mitzrayim, whoever wouldn't participate would not be Chayv Koris. That's only by Pesach Doris that it's a real Din L'Doris. But the Pesach Mitzrayim had so much Hayru HaShor, there wouldn't be Koris. I remember about maybe 65 years ago, I was a little boy. So my father used to get a newspaper in the mail, the JWB Circle, Jewish Welfare Board Circle. And it was in English. And they used to have the little page. It was a very thin newspaper, I think once a month or something, a few times a year. I don't remember already. And the middle page always had book reviews. So I was a little boy before Bar Mitzvah. We lived in Philadelphia then. So I used to read the book reviews. So I remember there was a book that came out then, 70 years ago, The Last of the Just. It's supposed to be a historical novel about what life was like during the days of the Baal Sheni. So they had some conservative rabbi wrote a book review in the JWB Circle. I don't even think I was 10 years old at the time. So I remember when I read the book review, I knew that the reviewer didn't know what he was talking about. In this book, so he depicts what it was like on Pesach in Beis HaMikdash. Everybody brought tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people came every year to participate in Korban Pesach. Everybody ate the Korban Pesach and they had the Seder. Then after everybody finished the Seder, so they hadn't seen other friends of theirs since Sukkot. Since 6 months before. So they would all, after they finished the Arba Kaisis and everything, the whole Seder, then they would go to visit each other and to greet each other all night long. They would celebrate. So he said, that's irresponsible. That doesn't represent what happened Mizman Habayis. The people would not violate the Pasuk in Chumash, Al Yetzi Ish Mipesach Beisad Boiker. It's a Pasuk in Chumash that after you bring the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to leave your house. So when I was 10 years old, I don't know how I knew it. I didn't learn Mishnayos at that time. I knew that that was only a Hayro Asho. The Mishnah lists off what are the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Beiros, and the Tosefta lists off more. So this is one of the differences. Al Yetzish and Pesach Beiker was only Pesach Mitzrayim. It didn't apply to Pesach Beiros. One of the dinim that did apply, both the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Beiros, called Oral Yechal Boi. And Oral is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So that's a big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and the first half in Perikah Oral. And Yevamos, daf Ayin Amen Aleph, Perikah Oral begins. So Rashi writes in a few places in Psochem, we're up to Chav Ches on the base. So on Rashi on Chav Ches on the base has this comment. And Tosfos there picks up on Rashi's comment. It's in the beginning of Chagiga and Ha'arol, Perikah, a few places. Rashi writes, how do you have a Jew who's not an Oral that didn't do a Bris Mila? He writes, Mesa Echel Machmas Mila. He has a medical condition that it's a sakonis nefashis for him, that he should perform a bris milah. Here he has a heart condition, he has hemophilia, the blood won't clot, so he's not allowed to do a bris milah. So even though he's not allowed to do a bris milah, he's not violating the din, he's not over on the mitzvah milah, he's not allowed to do the bris milah. Rashi holds it doesn't matter, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. And Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, who disagrees and thinks no, only if he's a mumar la'arelus, so if he's meisrech machmas milah, he's not allowed to have a bris milah, so then he's not considered an oral. That's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos here. What kind of a din is that? That an oral, the Gemara has a din, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Hanavi says, what's going to be? Yecheskel was before the Churban by Yisrishon, and during the Churban, a little after the Churban. And he says, what's going to be? They're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He has all the dimensions of the Beis HaShlishi. It doesn't correspond to the Bai Sheni. He speaks about Lossi Lovai. They're going to bring special korbanos for Chanukah, Samigdosh. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they celebrated Shivas Yimei HaMiluin. Special korbanos Shivas Yimei HaMiluin. Then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it was Shivas Yomim and Shivas Yomim. So the Malbim learns that it means that they celebrated for 14 days. Pashup Shati can learn the Pasuk differently. They celebrated 7 days Chanukah, Sabayis, Rishon. Then 7 days they celebrated Sukkot. So the Malbim on the Pasuk says, no, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim. They celebrated Chanukah by Shvishan for 14 days. Then Chanukah by Sheni says in Ezra Nehemiah that they celebrated for 3 weeks. And then in Lossi Lavoi, it says in the Yanni Recheskel, they will celebrate for over 6 months, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan through Sukkot, till after Sukkot. That's 6.5 months. They'll bring special karbanos over and above Tmidim and Musafim. They'll bring special karbanos for the Chanukah Samizbeach. So the Malbim at the end of Yecheskel makes a whole calculation. Why was that so? A whole Hezber. I forgot already what it was. Why was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they made the Mishkan, they selling 7 days? Days of Shlomo HaMelech, it was 2 weeks. And days of Ezra, it was 3 weeks. Why is Lost of Love is going to be 6.5 months? He has some kind of a Cheshbon, which I don't remember. So Yecheskel HaNavi has some of the dinim, what's going to be? He was in Golus Bavel. He has some of the dinim, what's going to be when we will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? He says, call Ben Echer, a Kohen who's a Goy, how can a Kohen be a Goy? Erele ve'erel basar, lo yova amigdashi lishorseni. So in the Gemara, the word lishorseni is in parentheses because that word doesn't appear in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but that's what it means. A Kohen who's a Goy, If he's not a Jew, so he can't have a din kohen. In order to be a kohen, you first have to be a Jew. So if you're not fully Jewish, then you can't be a kohen. So call ben necher, any kohen is din ka'akum. Era leiv, idan apikoiris, his heart is not there. He's a mumal abadizor, erol basar, he never had a bris milah. Lo yovel mikdashi l'shoseini, he doesn't have a full din kohen because he doesn't have a full din Yisrael. So how can he have a full din of a kohen? So Rashi writes, when the Gemara has that comment, and never says this anywhere in Chumash, that a Kohen who's an Orog, or a Kohen who's an Apikoiris, is not allowed to be Makar of Korban. Never says in Chumash, so the Gemara says, how can Yecheskel come up with a new din that Moshe Rabbeinu never said? You have the Pasuk on the first daf in Megillah, the Beis Amin Aleph, the Marsha is not sure whether they're alluding to the concluding pasuk in Chumash VaYikra or the concluding pasuk in Chumash BaMidbar, but both psukim say approximately the same thing. Eila mitzvahs achukam mishpatam ashatziv Hashem es Moshe. The mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generation, only what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, mikan sheinavi ala shoy lachadish davi miyata. No other navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu has a right to say anything, adin l'doris. So how can Yecheskel come up with the nevuah? He came up with this din. They should have given him the death penalty as a navi hasheker. Navi says he got a nevuah, what the din is. So Gemara says, no, that was a... It doesn't say in the Chumash, but it was always Gemara Gemira. There was always a tradition that a Kohen who's either an Orel or an Apikoris is Dina Ka'akum. Apikoris, Dina Ka'akum, Shchitos and Avela. If a Kohen is an Orel, he doesn't have a Bismila. The Gemara says, if an Orel Shechts a Behema, the Shchita is good. The Gemara calls him Yisrael Ma'al Yehu, he's a full Jew. But apparently the Rambam is explaining, not 100% a full Jew. Just like you need Mila for a Ger, or a non-Jew wants to convert, you need Mila to make him into a Jew. So even a baby is born Jewish, you need Mila to be Mashlim, the Kedushas Yisrael. It's a little bit like the Mila of a Ger. It's not so different. A Jewish baby is Jewish if he's born to a Jewish mother. He's already Jewish, but he doesn't have a full din, Kedushas Yisrael, until he gets the Bris Mila. So Rashi writes on that din, Dov Zemetores Mashab Ben Alola Madnu, a coin who's an oral or a coin who's an apikoris can't be makor karbonis. So Rashi says it's halachal Moshe Misinai. So there wouldn't be any malchus on that, because in order to get malchus, you have to violate an aver that's dumi dalab da chasima, similar to losachs mashar bedishoy, because the pasuk that says v'hayon bir hakoyis harasha appears in the Chumash Dvarim right next to the pasuk losachs mashar bedishoy. In Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says in Yevam is davdalad bidarshin smuchim. You have two psukim, one next to the other. We assume that there's a connection between the two. So that's the connection. One only gets malchus if he violates an avera that's similar to losachs mashar b'disha. So Rashi says, one who violates this din, a relev el basar, a kohen is going to be makor karbonis, there won't be malchus. The Rambam says there is malchus. So how can it be? But the Rambam says that a person who eats orla b'chutzlar, it's a zena loike. The Rambam quotes the ge'oinim, who are of the opinion that one who eats all of chutzlarts is loike. The Rambam says, how can it be? It's halacha l'moshe misinah. There's no pasuk at all. In order to get malchus, it has to be written in the Chumash. Like losach mashar b'dish, has to be written, has to say lo, or hishama pen ve'al. Here it's not written at all. So the Rambam disagrees with the Goyim. Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam a justification. He works to explain why the Goyim think that there is malchus. But the Rama basically says the same as Rashi. Whenever a prohibition is halacha l'moshe misinah, it can't get malchus. How come over here? So why does the Rambam say over here? The kohen erelev erel basar will be makor karbonis, will be loike. So the Rambam explains why. He says, harehu kizar. He doesn't have a full din kohen. The Gemara says, b'zman she'im b'gdei ma'aleim, en kohen asam aleim. If a kohen will be makor karbonis without wearing big dekuna, he'll wear his regular Shabbos dekasut. But he won't be wearing bidikunah. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, "Bezman shei migdei malim." He doesn't have enkin osam. He doesn't have the full din kedushas kunah shebamigdosh. So he'll be loike because of zar. A zar shavah. The avodah will be mechulelas like a zar, and he'll get malchus. So the same over here. The Rambam says, if a kohen who's a mumer lavod zar, or a kohen who's an orel, he has an incomplete kedushas yisrael. Each of these. That's how the pasuk reads in Yecheskel. Kol ben necher, a kohen who's a goy. How can a kohen be a goy? Either erel leiv, erel basar, either an apikoris or mumalavod zara, or erel basar. He's an oral. He never had a bris mila, so his kedushas Yisrael is incomplete. So his kedushas kun is incomplete. So the Rambam says that you would be loike because dina kizar. A lot of dinim in today's time. Okay, we should all be healthy. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Rabbi.
Yes.
According to the Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamo, so why do you need two psukim of Kol Arelo Yochabal and Kol Ben Echar Lo Yochabal?
Why do you need two psukim?
Because Kol Ben Echar means, doesn't it mean a mumar also?
Yeah.
So what's the chiddush of, according to Rabbeinu?
No, probably means one is a mumar l'chol ha-tarakula. Mumar l'mitzvah achas is not called a mumar l'chol ha-tarakula. Let's say the fellow doesn't want to observe the bris milah. So he's only a mumah l'dover echad. The only two examples of Mumla Dabarach is Dina Ka'akum is Machal Shabbos Beferhesi Dina Ka'akum and Abed Abed Azar Dina Ka'akum. But any other Averas, a Machlekas, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, in Bchoriz Daflam and Reb Meir holds Mumla Dabarach Dina Ka'akum. And we don't paskin like Reb Meir. We've only paskin like that Mumla Dabarach is Dina Ka'akum if he's Mumla Abed Azar or Mumla Chal Shabbos Beferhesi. Any other Aver, we say Mumla, the Prima Gadim says, a Mumla Rav Dina Hatar. If he violates Rubik Kekula, if he violates the rive of the mitzvahs that he's aware of, probably never heard of a lot of the dinim. But if he violates the majority of the dinim that he's aware of, then the Prima Gadim says that would be Mumla Dina Ka'akum. But Mumla Dabarechud is not. It's not Dina Ka'akum. There's a Ramah has a Chiddush that a Mumer La'arelus, let's say, there's a Jew who had never had a Bris Milah on principle. He doesn't believe in Bris Milah. All the other mitzvahs he does observe. So the Ramah has a chiddush. It's dina ka'akum legabi milo. So he can't serve as a moil. Even though all the other mitzvahs he does observe, he's only a mumah ledover echad. But it's a mumah ledover echad dina ka'akum le'oisei dover. Let's say a person doesn't believe in davening. So he never davens. Can you be mitzarif into a minion? So some say no, even though he keeps all the other mitzvahs at Torah. But it's a mumah ledover echad dina ka'akum le'oisei dover. So he's Dina Ka'akum, the Gabi Davening. So he can't be Mitzar for Goy to a minion. So there's such a Ramah. The Ramah holds that a Mumala Arelus is Dina Ka'akum, that he can't be a Moil. He can't be a Moil. The Vilna Gaon says that the Tosfos disagrees. Vilna Gaon there, the Bir Agro, Rabbi Kaveh Gevir quotes the Bir Agro, La Alocha.
But the Ramah is only saying it Legabi Arelus, not Legabi other mitzvahs, below Isadavar.
No, probably would agree. Mumala davar echadina kakam the oisa davar. Let's say he's a mumala tefila. He never davens. He doesn't think it's right. He doesn't like davening, so he never davens. So he probably could not be mitzarif him to a minyan because he got be davening. He's dina kakam.
But the Bespar of the Rav said before that it is like doesn't have full kedushas Israel. Originally he was frum, and now he. He changed, so he loses Kedushas Yisrael?
Partially, yeah. Rav Soloveitchik used to point out that Rashi is quoting from the Mechilta on the Pasuk in Mishalach. Next week said, Zek Kelevi Anveila Keavi Barabi Menhu. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Lo Bi Tchilas HaKedusha. The Kedushas Yisrael, we have the Elekei Avi. We all have Kedushas Yisrael because our parents, my mother's mother's mother all the way back was Jewish. And then every person has his own degree of Kedushas Yisrael because he believes and he does all the mitzvahs. So if a person is a mumer, dina ka'akum, so he won't have the Kedushas Atzma, but he'll have the Kedushas Ha'avos. Partially Kedushas Yisrael he will have, the Kedusha that he got, the Ke'ovi, but the Zekeli, the Kedusha that comes, Machmas Atzma, that he believes, he doesn't believe and he doesn't keep mitzvahs. So that aspect of Kedushas Yisrael, he'll be missing. Every Jew has two parts to the Kedushas Yisrael.
No, but I say, but originally it was there, like the Chdi Poka, it just goes away because he doesn't believe anymore.
The Kedushas Yisrael comes from the fact that he believes and he keeps mitzvahs. He keeps it up, so that aspect of the Kedusha is Poka. Yeah.
Rebbe mentioned the Kedusha at Levi. How would Rebbe get into learning Kedusha at Levi? Doesn't sound like it was something that Rasavichi quoted that often.
He quoted it once in a while, yeah.
But Rebbe just decided to pick it up though and go through it? Or was there something, someone suggested it to Rebbe?
No, my father had it at home. Whatever my father had, that's what I looked at.
So it's like the Chazon Ish on Negaim that Rebbe learned through.
Yeah, that's the only one, yeah.
Okay.
And Caleb, my father had the Chazon Ish on Caleb. That was all. He didn't have the others. Correct? Very good. Okay. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. We should all be healthy.
Shabbos. A good Shabbos.
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 Shabbos. Shabbos.